So, as much as possible, step back out of the story, which is there anyway. It is unfolding between past and future, unfolds the story of me. Between past and future, there's the movement of time that eventually consumes you as that form, does something to you like some dreadful disease, the flux of time. Eventually you shrink and get old and you wither, and it looks as if everybody were in the grip of some disease. What is the name of the disease? What are you suffering from? Time. It's been diagnosed as fatal. It's only a question of time when it's going to end. Or as one man wrote to me the other day, he worked out mathematically, he had this image of somebody jumping off a inconceivably high cliff and then falling. And the fall takes 80 years or 85, it's the average age, before he or she hits bottom. And he works out how many kilometers he falls within 80 years. I don't remember the figure. But as far as the form is concerned, that includes your story, it's destined to hit the ground eventually. And all problems are suddenly solved. But there's more to who you are, fortunately. And everybody deep down knows that that is not all, otherwise they would all be jumping out of the windows already. What's the point? And even to be aware of how fleeting all that is on the level of form, even to observe that and to acknowledge that and to see that, wow, this is amazing. That is already a spiritual thing to do. The simple awareness of mortality, the awareness of impermanence, the awareness of the fleetingness of all forms, there's already a spiritual dimension present. So you can watch a film. I saw a film recently whose main subject matter seemed to be death. It was about three women in different ages living. One a novelist, one a temporary woman who is reading a novel. I can't remember the details. But it was basically about impermanence and death. And some people say this film is depressing. No, if you truly see it, it's already spiritual. Anything that puts you there as a witness of the impermanence of things, and some films can do that, or some works of literature do that. And when you are there as the witness of that, without even ever having to say or think about anything else, the spiritual has already arisen in you. Because it's the awareness that is formless. The formless in you is the aware presence that is aware of the short-lived nature of all forms. That's why the contemplation of death ultimately is already a spiritual thing. When you allow it to be. Of course, on one level, something in you says, oh, ooh, ooh. And when you imagine yourself that you're in free fall and you don't know how many thousands of kilometers you're away from the bottom. Nobody knows. Ooh. And yet when you contemplate that, it's almost liberating to see it's all relatively insignificant because it's all destined to dissolve quite soon. And then the entire world becomes only relatively important. It loses its heaviness because it's all smoke. It's all like clouds, temporary formations. And clouds are very temporary. If you watch a cloud, it has one shape, one moment, and then a different shape, and then it's gone. So as much as possible, step out of the conceptual world, past, future, forms, all that which is destined to dissolve soon anyway. Go into the immediacy of sense perception. Yes, whatever you are hearing, touching, smelling, seeing, whatever. Of course, that also is short-lived. And yet, the awareness, the presence that enables you to perceive is the formless within the form that you perceive. The attention, the alertness. So in every sense perception, there's hiding something that is deeper than the perception. We mentioned that even in a dream that looks unreal, there must be something real, otherwise how could the dream be? There must be something there. And of course, yes, it's the consciousness in which the dream happens. And the question, is the world real or unreal, should not be asked on an intellectual level. That will just lead to a lot of philosophy with no final answer. Or beliefs.